Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. You know, I'm just like most every other person in the whole wide world, I'm pretty sure, because we like to be aware of our surroundings, and when I'm in my surroundings, I like the people watch, especially if I'm just like, you know, sitting still. Yesterday, Judy went to the doctor, and I took her to the doctor, and then I usually don't go into the doctor's office with her, but yesterday I did, and she got a good report. That's a good thing. And then she said, "Honey, while we're in town, we got to go by Sam's." And I don't like to go by Sam's. All right. Well, I'll wait in the car. Do I have to go inside? No, you don't have to go inside. So, and I like that. I don't mind sitting in the car, because I just watch people. Sam's, Walmart, any other place that she goes shopping and I don't have to go in, I people watch. I love the people watch. And it makes you think, and it makes you wonder. And you see some people that are obviously not good physical health. You see some people that are bigger than I am, and you think, I have a hard time being as big as I am. I wonder what kind of hard time they might have being that big. You know, I'm crazy, and I know it, but then you see some people hunched over, walking with a cane, can hardly go, and you just think, wow, Lord, how blessed I am to be 77 years old and still able to get around and do good, and I thank you for that, Lord. But I wonder, I just wonder, why can't those people have a better life and get healed and physically? And you know, we all have faith and we all trust and we all concentrate on the healing properties of having a love relationship with the God through Christ. So, I was just thinking, and I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm just a thinker. And so, sometimes that thinking gets me in trouble. But, anyhow, as long as you don't verbalize some of your thoughts, I guess you're all right. And don't make comments. You just keep them. You know, that's the interesting thing, too, about how we are as humans. You know, we don't have to talk all the time. Judy says, "You talk all the time." You know, some of my thoughts and different things, I'm better off keeping them to myself. But in the scripture reading, this lectionary period, and in my message, title of my message, Been Out of Shape. You know, people have been out of shape. Well, I'm not talking necessarily about people who are mad, but sometimes you see people who are bent out of shape. And I always think about that story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Now, I don't know enough about the story to really give any analogies or anything with it, but the Hunchback of Notre Dame made me think about the story in Luke's Gospel. Because Luke is the only gospel writer who records this event in the life of Christ. Isn't that interesting? Now, Dr. Luke, being a physician, I think would have been drawn to this story like this, because he does not go into a lot of detail. There's only three verses, and he tells us that this was a woman who was a hunchback. Now, we don't know her name. And we do not know the family background. We know that she's had this condition for 18 years, as the scripture says. And that implication is that she had not been born with it. Now, that time of period of time, you know, you didn't have a lot of calcium tests and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, so maybe it was a calcium deficiency. We don't know. Maybe a spinal injury. We don't know. Or even genetic. Well, they didn't do DNA back then. Or maybe she just had an extreme case of osteoporosis. We don't know. We are simply told that a spirit had crippled her. But Jesus called her over and he said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." And we are told that she suddenly stood erect and began praising God. Now, I'm not sure what to make of this spirit, but in the same way, it is responsible for the women's or the woman's tragic circumstances. So I've been thinking, and I'd like to take a little closer look at this story, because there's all kinds of other spirits here at work. And we all need to take a look at them, I think, in our life, in our daily life, because there is a such thing as a crippling spirit. Now, because of her particular ailment, she was probably bent over, and her eyes were always facing the ground. You know, and that's got to be a heck of a way to go through life. Although you see people, when I'm people watching, I see people that are that way. And, you know, when they're always looking down on the ground, are they missing the birds of the sky? Or they're able to miss the rainbows? Or what physical ailments can do more than just bend the back? Well, maybe it can rob us of our livelihood, because maybe you're not able to really have a good job or something like that, and maybe cause bankruptcy or take away us from our families. But I think the other thing is it could possibly cause depression. Now, I don't know. I'm just thinking. But I was looking at this story in the scripture about the crippled woman. But what's so disturbing about that whole thing in the scriptures was the synagogue ruler, the pastor in charge, if you would, or the church, bringing into modern day time. Because this woman, he was sure, was that way because maybe she was a sinner. You know, I'm sure that God wouldn't have done that to you unless you were a sinner. But Jesus did something. He healed her. He healed her on the Sabbath. Or he healed her on the time that they were supposed to just be a time of rest. But Jesus had a greater principle on his side. He had compassion, which trumps ritualistic rules, even on the Sabbath command. Now, even in our day and time, I think we really got to be careful how we can get legalistic with a lot of things in the church, people that we're dealing with, and all that kind of stuff. But the ruler or the pastor criticized Jesus for healing on the Sabbath. He said to him, "You are hypocrites. Don't you take care of your animals on the da-da-da?" And he went on and on and on. And there's no inappropriate time to express compassion. And that's what Jesus did. Love God, love your fellow man, and then you can toss out all the other 635 laws that the Jewish people in Jesus' time added to the Ten Commandments. They really got to be such a legalistic society, it was just incredible. Well, the first spirit at work had attacked that woman, and she had been bit physically. The second spirit also attacked the woman, but not physically. It had attacked her spiritually, and she'd been attacked by this spirit, which not only crippled her body, but it crippled her spirit, and it crippled her ability to even go to church and worship without being criticized. There's all kinds of little things that kind of come to mind. I found a story. Now, I'm not like Jesus telling parables. Earthly stories have little meaning. But I like to read stories about things that happen whenever we have a legalistic spirit. There was a certain man who went through the forest seeking any bird of interest that he might find. Oh, he caught a young eagle. He brought it home and put it among the fowls and the ducks and the turkeys that he had, and he gave it chicken food to eat, even though it was the king of the birds. Well, 5 years later, a naturalist came to see him, and after passing through the garden, he said to the man, "That bird is an eagle. It is not a chicken." "Oh, yeah," the owner said. "I know, but I trained it to be a chicken. It is no longer an eagle." "Oh, no," said the naturalist. "It is an eagle still. It has the heart of an eagle. It has the wingspan of an eagle. And I will help it soar high into the heavens. Oh, no, the owner said. No. It's a chicken, and it will never fly. Well, they agreed to test it. The naturalist picked up the eagle, held it up with great intensity. Eagle, he said, thou art an eagle. Thou doest belong to the sky and not to this earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly. The eagle turned this way and that way, and then looking down, he saw the chickens eating their food, and down he jumped. The owner said, I told you he was a chicken. No, the naturalist said, it's an eagle. Give me another chance tomorrow. So the next day came, and he took it to the top of the house, and he said, Eagle, thou art an eagle. Stretch forth thy wings and fly. But again, the eagle, seeing the chickens feeding, jumped down and fed with them. Well, the owner said, I told you he was a chicken. No, asserted the naturalist, it is an eagle, and it has the heart of an eagle, and only give it one more chance, and I will make it fly tomorrow. Well, the next morning they rose up early, and they took the eagle outside the city and away from all the houses to the foot of a high mountain. The sun was just rising, gliding over the mountaintop with its gold and beautiful, glistening in the joy of a beautiful morning. He picked up the eagle, and he said to it, Eagle, thou art an eagle. Thou doest belong to the sky and not to the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly. Well, the eagle looked around and trembled as if a new life was coming to it, but he did not fly. The natural grabbed his head and he made it look straight into the sun. He said, look there. Suddenly, the eagle stretched out its wings, and with the screech of an eagle, it flew out of the hands and mounted higher and higher, never to return. Well, though it had been kept tamed as a chicken, it was an eagle. Now, as Paul Harvey used to say, and now you will know the rest of the story, because, you see, you take us as human beings and put us among turkeys and chickens in this world and give us rules to live by and tell us that we are moral people as long as we live by these rules, and we will contently live out our lives in meager existence. But you let somebody like Jesus Christ come along, straighten out our backs and point our head towards the heavens, and then suddenly we realize we are sons and daughters of Abraham. Yeah, sons and daughters of God's creation. We are God's chosen people. We are not chickens. We are eagles. Now, society, our culture today especially, has a way of dehumanizing us. But when we allow that to happen, we fail to see our worth before God. The hunchback was, in the synagogue's ruler's opinion, only a woman of little value, yeah. And the Mosaic laws, or the laws that they created after the Ten Commandments, and they added 600 and some. Wow. It was important that the woman did not live the rest of her life disfigured. It says that this woman's back was bent, and that much is true. But a legalistic spirit bent this man's soul all the more. Nothing can choke the heart and soul of our walk with God like legalism. That's what we got to be so careful about. Well, I'm rambling. And it is a time that we can lift up one another with joys, concerns, and praises. Joanne Carlson, we call her Joanne too, has a sister-in-law that dealing with some breast cancer. So we want to lift her up in prayer. But there's many that we don't have time sometimes to lift up. And I took a little long time on that little thoughts and prayers about things, but that's what we need to be. We need to be aware of our own circumstances and not only to have faith in Christ, but let God exercise our faith through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, we always close these little segments with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for letting me be a little long today, and I don't know if you got anything out of that or not, but I'm just a thinker. God loves you, and so do I.